In India, official and grassroots outrage continued over the arrest in New York last week of Deputy Consul General Devyani Khobragade by U.S. authorities. At a news conference Thursday, U.S. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf tried to de-escalate tensions with India, an important relationship for the U.S.
This relationship with India is incredibly important. This incident is not something that should define that certainly, or that should negatively impact that. What we're focused on is having conversations at many levels about moving the relationship forward, moving past this episode, and letting the judicial and legal process move itself forward.
But Dan Arshak, Khobragade's lawyer, wants the legal and judicial process against his client to halt. He says her arrest and strip search violated the diplomatic immunity she is guaranteed under international law.
We hope that we won't ever have to address the actual charges in court, because we hope and expect that from a diplomatic level, this case will be resolved. But we're confident that if we do have to address the charges, she will be completely vindicated.
Joe Becker of Human Rights Watch understands Khobragade's predicament, but is unmoved.
The diplomat has been charged with a felony, and there's been a big uproar over her treatment, the fact that she was booked, that she was strip searched. But the controversy has completely overshadowed the exploitation of her employee and similar abuses and even worse abuses against millions of domestic workers that happen worldwide every single day.
A balance must be struck between competing views, says Pace University.